Dear Thomas, where were you? 10 disciples saw Jesus that day. Not Judas. He betrayed Jesus. I really didn't expect him to show up. But you were still one of the crew. On the day he rose from the tomb, you missed out. You missed him, walking, talking among them. They saw him in the flesh, saw where nails pierced his hands, where a spear pierced his side. He gave them the Holy Spirit that day. But you missed out. You missed the very first Easter. Dear Thomas, yeah, I'm talking to you. When the other disciples told you that they had seen the risen Christ, why didn't you believe them? These are your people. You spent 3 years with this group, your closest friends, living, learning, dining, mourning, watching miracles performed, right before your very eyes. Didn't you trust them? But instead of belief, instead of trust, you asked for proof. To see the marks of nails through torn flesh. And not just to see, you wanted more. You wanted to put your finger in the mark of the nails, to put your hand where a spear pierced his side. And unless that happens, you said, you will not believe. Wouldn't it have been better in that moment if you had believed? A better reflection on you? A better example for us? Dear Thomas, many of us have a nickname for you. Did you know that? You're not just Thomas the Apostle. You are Doubting Thomas, the one who struggled with belief just a little more than the others. How do you feel about this nickname? Is it fair? Is it your reality? Are you still looking for proof? I wonder about that, Thomas. Dear Thomas, it was a week after that you chose not to trust your brother disciples, to not believe what they had seen. It was a week after all that, when Jesus then appeared to you as well. He showed you those marks in his hands and his side. You then recognized your friend, the Christ, and proclaimed, "My Lord, my God." Jesus then asked you a question. Have you believed, Thomas, because you have seen? Blessed are those who have not seen, and yet come to believe. Do you feel like you missed out? Missed out on that blessing? I wonder about that, Thomas. Dear Thomas, I didn't have that chance to meet the risen Christ, at least not in person. Not like you. You're pretty lucky. I hope we can meet, you and I, one day. Maybe have a coffee and talk. Talk about what it was like to realize suddenly that someone you loved so dearly was more than a man, more than a teacher, more than a religious figure. What was it like to know with all certainty that the one who stood before you was the Son of God? I'd like to know more, Thomas. Dear Thomas, a confession. At times I too have doubts. Sometimes belief in the unseen is hard, right? You must understand. When you put your finger in the mark of the nails, when you put your hand where spear pierced his side, in that moment, Thomas, had you found what you were looking for? Dear Thomas, please accept my apology. I've been too hard on you. You lost a lot that day Christ died. How terrified you must have been, losing your teacher, your second father, scared for your very life. No wonder you were running. But me? Life's been okay so far. I don't have too much to complain about. Lost a couple of jobs, lost a couple dogs, been hurt by love a time or two. Though none of that compares to what you thought you'd lost that day. I'm sorry for not trying to understand your pain. Forgive me, Thomas. Dear Thomas, I wish you could have seen this Bible that we have, though I don't think you had the chance. In it, you'd notice that right after your story of doubt, of disbelief, the author of John tells us the purpose of this book. Do you know why this book was written? It was written so people like me could come to believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that through believing we may have life. You know what? Your doubt, your disbelief has led to my belief, my life in Christ. And that, I think, was the plan. You played a pretty important role, you know. Thank you for that, Thomas. Dear Thomas, you know, at some point, I discovered something. It took a while. It took a leap of faith. But I got there. I found that, Thomas, I too believe in the kingdom come, when all the colors will bleed into one, bleed into one. But like you, dear Thomas, sometimes I'm still running. But then, dear Thomas, those times of running, those are the best times for us, both of us, to look to the heavens and proclaim to the risen Christ that you broke the bonds and you loosed the chains. You carried the cross of my shame, oh my shame. You know I believe it. You believe that, dear Thomas. And truth be told, I do too. Amen.